Hallelujah. Praise and worship. That got me messed up. Amen. If you see me touch this, Glenn has told me not to touch this, so if you see my hand go toward this, you just say amen real loud. And I'll either jump or I'll amen you back. That it wasn't made to be touched. Just leave it alone. He was nice. Amen. Songs about love today. For God so loved that he gave. The Bible tells us in Romans, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, angels, demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you for your word that you have given me to minister today. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would hide me behind the cross for a little while, that I would only speak from the heart of the Father today, that my words would be seasoned with love, grace, and mercy, and they would find a lodging place in the hearts of those that are listening today. Words of life. Words of life. We thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. And the church said amen. We received an awesome word from the Holy Spirit last Sunday. A word from the scripture that God has given us for the church for this year, and found in a message for this season, found in Psalm 65:11. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drip with fatness. The pastures of the wilderness drip, and the fields gird themselves with rejoicing. The meadows are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy, yes, they sing. Amen. What an awesome scripture, awesome word the Lord has given us for this year. And our particular theme for this year is seeing God's goodness in a big way. This year we're going to see God's goodness in a big way. And I began last Sunday to meditate on the word before the service and about the goodness of God, I began to hear God saying, my overflow is found in my goodness. So this year we're going to see an overflow of God's goodness in a big way. And I believe that God has put that in my spirit so strongly. And I began to hear him say, Shirley, you will never experience my overflow. And this is for you too. My overflow in your life until you know that you know that you know that I'm a good father. When you truly believe that I am goodness, it will free you up to take ever-increasing steps of faith. When you believe that I am a good father, there will be no room for fear. There will be no room for the unknown. There will be no fear of missing the mark. No fear of stepping out in faith. For goodness overshadows your life in such a way. In such a way, favorable way, that you will know. And when that becomes a revelation to you, the overflow just begins to happen. Woo! Amen? Because at that point, it's bound to happen. Amen. Amen. Receive that word for yourself today. Overflow results from the goodness of God in our life. That's why it's so important that we begin to recognize God as a good, good father and not somebody sitting on a throne ready to tap her on our heads if we do something or say something wrong. But he wants to express his goodness to us in a big way. And when we begin to receive that for ourselves, we cannot help but be in the overflow. That's what brings the overflow in our lives. It's the goodness of God that is expressed to us. Because the totality of who God is, his character, is goodness. And everything else flows from that. And last week we talked from Exodus for just a moment, 33:19-20, when Moses began to plead with God, and he said, show me your glory. And he was asking God for who he really was. Show me your goodness. Show me as much as I can stand. And God's response to Moses, I will cause all of my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord Yahweh before you. The name Yahweh, the Hebrew word Lord, is built on the word I am. In other words, everything you need is found in me. Amen. Everything that you need is found in the I am. And reminding us each time that God, Yahweh, absolutely is. I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you. And God showed Moses his goodness that was so wonderful and so accessible that it caused the skin of Moses' face to glow in the radiance of God's presence as he showed Moses his goodness. The crown of this year that we talked about can only be goodness and nothing else, because God is good all the time. Amen. Goodness meaning good things happen to make you glad, joyful, and merry, prosperous in health and wealth. Goodness is the totality, as I said, of who God is. God, as we say from the Christian circles for a long time, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. But have we said it so much that it's become so familiar to us that we just say it and not really understand what we're saying and the magnitude of what we're saying? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. There is no evil in him. And there is no evil about him. Amen. He is good. And because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, we as believers can believe and declare that he is good, not based on what you do, not based on what you have to do, but based on what he's already done. Because Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Who has blessed us? Who has blessed us? Turn to your neighbor this morning and say, he has blessed you. He has blessed you. Amen. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Psalms 119:68 says, you are good and you do what is good. Message translation of this is really, really awesome. You are good and the source of goodness. I have crowned, God tells us, this year with my goodness to you. And we understood last week when we talked about the crown from the Hebrew meaning to encircle. It means to protect one from an attack or to encamp about an individual, a city, a nation for protection. God has crowned you. He has goodness every day of your life. Every day of your life, every second of your life, you are crowned. You are encircled with his goodness. The word crown literally means to surround, encircle, or compass about. And when a crown is placed on the head of a person, it encircles it. The rest of the body is underneath that crown of protection. As we learned last week, it says that thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The shepherd anointed the sheep's head to protect the sheep from the bugs and all those things. And the Bible says, I will crown this year with my goodness. And Psalm 91 begins to tell us that we're protected from the pestilence and all those things that want to come against us. You've been crowned with the goodness of God. And the word goes on to tell us your paths drip or drops with fatness. Fatness means abundance. When we talk about fatness in the Bible, it's talking about abundance. It's talking about more than enough. Our paths will be graceful. Our paths will be blessed. Our paths will drip or have a multitude of abundance. And I was recalling the word the Lord gave us last Sunday that he was telling us, don't pave out your own path, but walk in the path that I've destined for you. And when we choose to, because the Bible also says that the path of sometimes of a man ends in destruction, but God says, if you will follow my path, get on the path that I have laid out and paved out for you, he said, along that path, it's going to drip with abundance. It's going to drip with my abundance. John 10:10, a very familiar passage of Scripture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his intent. But Jesus, my intent has come that you may have and enjoy life, have it in abundance till it overflows. The Passage translation says, a thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy you. But Jesus said, I've got one thing in mind. And that's to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until it overflows. You've got to understand the enemy of your soul is a sly fox. He walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Greek word for thief used in this scripture means one who steals. And that's the intent of the enemy. And so once we just think the enemy, we just think a thief. But what is a thief? The thief cause is doubt. The thief is fear. The thief is sickness. The thief is offense, jealousy, and strife. Those things he wants to bring into your life to steal from you, to steal the goodness of God from you, to rob you of God's abundance that he says is yours in this season. And so through doubt, unbelief in those things that I've said, and when the river of goodness is already in you, these things are overflow blockers. You know, when a river is dammed up, that's where the water stops. And so when we allow those things in our lives to be content, to be a continual thing, the fear and resentment and bitterness and jealousy and doubt and fear and offense, they are river blockers of the overflow of God in our lives. But when we say, I'm not going to go there, enemy, amen, that dam unlocks that. And those blockers become unlocked and the river begins to flow again. It's not that it's already there. It's not that it's not already there. It is. But those things are blockers in our life. They are to keep you from the overflow of experiencing the goodness of God in this year. So I'm going to go into this year with a heart checkup. I'm going to check my heart and I'm going to make sure there's no unforgiveness there. There's no bitterness there. There's no jealousy there. Amen. So it's knowing the truth that we stop the enemy from stealing from us. Because if no one has ever told you the truth that this is really the way it is, but once you begin to know the truth of that knowledge sets you free. Amen? So when you have a person in your area of influence, they're not good to you. They don't favor you. They don't leave you. They leave you out of their dinner parties. They don't have good things to say about you. They don't recognize the high points of your life, birthdays and anniversaries, the birth of the baby. What happens? But that person is in your sphere of influence, so it's something you can't, there's some family members you can't get away from. Amen? There's some co-workers that you have to continue to work with. Your attitude toward them then becomes stale. So when Christians are told God causes bad things to happen, I never knew that God was a good father. I figured salvation was just to keep me out of hell, and I was to barely make it through life until I got to heaven, and then I could experience everything God wanted for me. Salvation is more than just a ticket to heaven. But it's a ticket to God's goodness here on this earth. And he said, I'm going to crown your year. I have crowned your year with goodness. And your path drips with abundance. Amen. So you have to perform for his promises, they say. He doesn't have anything good to say about you. Look how you talk and act sometimes. And this has left a bad taste in people's mouths of Christians and of the church and of God. And a bad reputation of the good father that he wants people to know about. And Jesus did not come for our salvation from death alone, as I said, a ticket to heaven. But his birth, death, burial, and resurrection was just my ticket to heaven. He also came that we might enjoy our current life here on this earth now. Because when I get to heaven, I won't need healing. When I get to heaven, I won't need happiness and joy. I'll have it all then. All of it will be finished then. Amen. So the word abundance literally means to exceed. It means to measure over and above more than it's necessary, super added. You remember last week when I had the example of the water in the jar up here and I poured it out and it was just a little bit full, but it could hold more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And I kept pouring until it overflowed. That's how God wants it in our life. You have a river inside of you ready to be released. Amen, of the goodness of God. Your Father has so much good to say about you. He is for you to win. He is for you to overcome. He is for you to walk in health. He's for you that when you stumble and fall, he does not kick you down and say, well, you're down and you need to stay down until you learn your lesson. But he says, here, let me help you back up. Give me your hand and let me help you back up. We'll try this again. Well, you say, I might fall again. Well, that's okay. He's all, come on. Come on. He's the God of the second chance, the third chance, ever how many chances you need. Amen. You'll get it right. Just keep on. Amen. So when you begin to experience that goodness of God in you, you begin to live out of that goodness. And then when you begin to say, you know, yes, God's a good, good Father, and His goodness wants to overflow out of me. When you begin to say that and begin to experience that and begin to receive that, it will change your life. It will change how you view yourself and how you view other people. The overflow that will change your life. The overflow will change your behavior. The overflow from the goodness of God, of who you are and how you treat others, will change. Because our God is not a small God. Amen. He's a big, big God. And He wants to be big in your life. And He does not want to be small in our life. God wants His people to experience overflow in every aspect of our everyday living. He wants to have us to have access in all good things, have an abundance beyond imagination. What you're imagining of God right now is bigger than that. Because we'll never get to the place that there's all of God that we know. But we experience Him in every situation in our life. In everything that comes along in our life, we experience a little bit more of God. A little bit more of who He is and what He wants to do for us. So He wants to have us to have an abundance beyond imagination. When you are at the point of saying, yes, God, You are goodness. You've anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. So we can pray at that point. When we begin to experience that goodness of God in our life and begin to allow it, then we're ready to pray, Lord, enlarge the tent of my border. Let's stretch out the stakes. Amen. There's not room enough here for what You're wanting to do in my life. There's not enough room around me. So when you begin to experience that goodness and know that He is for you, that's going to begin to experience the overflow in your life. Because the overflow comes from the goodness of God. Amen. Praise God. That ought to stir your cup and make you happy. Amen. So it's important that we understand the mind of God. Would you bring me my water sitting over there, please? Thank you. So it's important that we understand the mind of God when it comes to overflow. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. So the scriptures are loaded with God's intention for His people to have more than enough. And not just more than enough for ourselves, but enough for others. According to God's word in 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. So, why? So that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. That's walking in overflow. That's walking in abundance. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:8, Amplified Bible. So as we go into this year, this new year that we're blessed to be part of, let us get rid of the blockers. Let us get rid of the blockers so there will be a continual flow of the goodness of God in my life. When someone says something and you want to be offended and you feel that offended spirit, say, I can't go there, that'll block the goodness of God in my life. Amen. We're so full of God's goodness that it overflows to others. John 7:38 said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. The overflow is just ready to spring out over us. Amen. And so it's, you know, it's like that fountain that was created to overflow. You know, you see those fountain sets in squares, the square of towns and things. And if there's not anything flowing out of it, nobody pays much attention to it. It's like it's just an object there to take up space. But let people put some water in that. Turn that thing on and that water, guess what? It attracts attention. Amen. God's goodness will attract people to you. Amen. The beauty of a fountain is its overflow of water. So God just doesn't want you to be just an object that's walking through this earth without overflowing His goodness and His mercy and His grace to others. And I see the waters rising. The river of God is full and ready to pour out and pour over you and pour from you. And God does not want to give you enough anointing and presence so you can experience personal. God does want to give you enough anointing, presence, so you can experience personal breakthrough. And as you begin to experience God's goodness, His presence overflows from within you, you know what happens? Breakthrough becomes a breakthrough for someone else. And that's what it's all about. We're not here on this earth just to serve ourselves. But we're here on this earth to serve others. And when we begin to say that revelation of God's goodness, and we begin to get that revelation of how good He is, then that overflow begins to happen for us, through us, and then extends to other people. The anointing that empowers you can overflow outside of you, bringing healing and freedom to those you come in contact with. And going back and look at the word that God gave us last Sunday, He said, go out there and make a difference, so to speak. You know, go. Someone needs you. The fields are white to harvest. Somebody needs that overflow in your life. Somebody needs a different taste of what they've experienced God to be in the past. Amen. Stand as we're dismissed today, church. And remember that 2019 is the year of seeing God's goodness in a big way. A season of supernatural overflow. An overflow of spiritual growth. I believe transfer of wealth is coming to the church so that we can be blessed and blessings to others. Of finances for yourself, of salvation to the lost, a growth in church attendance. And He's asking us today, do we believe? You know, last Sunday through the Word, God kept asking us, do you believe? Do you believe? Rocker to what we, when we want to experience the goodness of God. That's from experiencing God in your life. Amen. Father, we just thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, that we are not here on this earth just for ourselves, but we're here to make a difference. Because you first loved us. And we can share that love with others that need which when we live. Thank you, Father, for your presence. The presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And He says His presence is in you. It overshadows you. It goes before you. It marks your path. His presence. In His presence is fullness of joy. And as we go into this new year, Father, that we are going to continue the messages of your goodness and of your overflow and of that you want to show through us. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And Lord, I just speak your blessings over them. I just thank you that things are going to happen to them this week. Thank you that doors are going to be open to them. I thank you they're coming in contact with people that, yes, I just hear the Spirit of the Lord said you're coming in contact with some people that's going to bring you some good news. I thought it was this way, but the person's going to say, this is how it really is. Father, I thank you for that today. Hands touch us because we're blessed to be a blessing. Where God's presence goes with us, and as we go, expel darkness, the kingdom of God that lives in us, that wants to show in this earth now. I speak healing over your bodies. I speak divine health over your bodies right now in the name of Jesus. The little aggravating things that want to come and attack our bodies and cause spirit right now in the name of Jesus. The little foxes just nitpick. We bind that strong man right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Issue has been resolved right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, yati kanda bakalo o shalataya. Le batila koso ho to ola tadakaya. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ear, be healed and be made whole. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Marian, we send the word of the Lord to you. We come against fear that wants to attack your mind. We come against fear in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in the name of Jesus. We continue to speak healing over your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and any foreign subject in your body. We curse it at the very root and we command it to be dried up. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. For the ones that are having issues with your fingers, I speak healing to the very depth of your fingers. Circulation beginning to move again. Straighten your fingers out. Move them like you could not move them before. Fingers in the, be healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever's causing the circulation problem in your hand, circulation begin to move again. Hallelujah. And I sense right now there's a warmth coming. Oh, Shalatia. There's a warmth coming into your fingers. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 If you have pain in your body this morning, and just lay hands on your body as a point of contact right now. I speak healing over you. The shoulder that's been frozen up, I speak release to it in the name of Jesus. I speak release to that shoulder in the name of Jesus. That shoulder that wants to freeze up and lock up, in Jesus' name be healed. In Jesus' name be healed. Precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just stretch your hands toward Pastor right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you strength for your body, supernatural strength. When the hand of God enters your body right now in the name of Jesus, I hear the word turn around. Turn around. Ha, ha, ha. Overflow. Every part of your body coming into alignment. Nothing fighting against each other. All things working in accordance with the way God designed it. I speak that over you right now. Now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, the altars are open if you want prayer this morning. There's an awesome healing presence. I remember Brother Don Bennett singing it. He is a healing Jesus. Doug, we speak healing over your body in the name of Jesus. We curse that has come to attack you and to destroy you in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Yes, Lord. Oh, peace, Diane. The God of peace surrounds you. We come against fear. We come against that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for Pat, God, that stands in faith day after day for her family and for her children, God. We thank you, Father God, for strength, for encouragement when she wants to say, just forget it. She knows your word too much to quit now. Just fill her to overflowing with such love and peace that she just finds herself skipping through the day. The Lord God is your strength right now, Jesus' name. Overflow. Yeah, overflow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bobby, precious brother of the Lord, precious son of God. Ha, ha. Yay. Saha, ka, yay, kaha, ba, 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 siya. Bobby, be healed in the name of Jesus. Rise up and do what you could not do before. Oh, I speak God's healing over you. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Even now, you are experiencing resurrection power of the living God that resides in you. And weeds will flow in your life of health. Ha! She, he, si, antanda. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Now just bless Vivian. Just minister to her. Your goodness. Ah, oh, precious Holy Spirit. Fill her to overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare this over our lives. Speak blessings over their home, over their finances. Every decision you need to make. already have a plan. Has a plan. He says, don't be concerned about it. And I just hear the Holy Spirit say, roll with the tide. But she simply said, roll with the tide. Yes, there it is. Amen and amen. Everybody have a blessed week. Go out there and tell somebody that you love them and that Jesus loves them, and be expecting great things to happen. Amen.